It's the Score North Twin Show.
All right, a little quick-hitting bonus extra innings episode from you for you today. Declan Goff here from Target Field. Twins lost Game 1 to the Detroit Tigers on this homestand. They fell to 6-12. Now they have two more games left. Of course, we're not going to preview those games. I figured I'd hop on here quick for just a quick little update on the Score North Extra Innings platform. By the way, hit the subscribe button and the like button on this YouTube video. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, a 5-star rating also goes a really long way. We appreciate that. My name is Declan Goff. This is Extra Innings, a little solo pod here quick for you. A little injury update, a little notebook, because we all know the Twins have a ton of injuries that have hampered this team. So wanted to jump on here and give you a couple updates on some key positions, key names. So let's start at the top here. Let's start with Royce Lewis. So Royce Lewis was lost on opening day. He told me it was a grade 2 quad strain when I caught up with him on the home opener a few weeks back. Today, Nick Paparesta, the team's trainer, was able to get a barrage of updates. So let's start with Royce Lewis. So he has started baseball activities, which is a very good sign for this team. What those baseball activities mean is swinging off a tee. By late next week, they're going to get him into what's called running progressions. You know, with those quad injuries, the slightest little bump, the slightest little setback can really set you back. And Royce Lewis, being an optimistic guy, well, they obviously have to kind of temper some of those optimistic notes sometimes. And looks like, though, heading in the right direction, begun baseball activities, and that was the quote that we received. He was heading in the right direction now. Still a timetable. I mean, if he just started swinging off a tee, he has to also start running again. Then, you know, they have to reevaluate. I still think probably June 1 is more the realistic target. They didn't give us a date of when he could come back. I'm just going to assume it's still going to be a month plus. You have to think that he hasn't been really doing much for the last few weeks outside of starting baseball activities today. He has to ramp back up. He has to basically have not a full spring training again, but close to it, right? So he's heading in the right direction. That is positive news for the Twins. This lineup has obviously been pretty ineffective across the board when it comes to runners in scoring position and just getting on base, hitting against breaking balls. Rocco Baldelli talked after yesterday's game that he thought he saw better intentions at the plate. Now, the Twins just mustered 5 hits. And when I followed up with him and asked, what does intentions mean with that, he claimed that he wanted to see the Twins have better approach on off-speed pitches, not yanking fastballs, not swinging out of their shoes, basically. Stop swinging for power. And we'll see if the Twins are able to start doing that a little bit more. But if Royce Lewis comes back, well, that'll be good news. Segueing into Carlos Correa. So Carlos Correa will also start swinging next week. We'll see, you know, where he stands in terms of a rehab assignment. That's still a little bit of a ways away. But good sign for him. He has this, like, humongous, I don't even know what it is, at his locker. He's got a corner locker. There's 4 corner lockers at Target Field. Correa has one of them. So it's a bigger locker, obviously, and he's got this big training thing there that I think is for some type of, you know, rehabbing. It's honestly, it's one of the biggest things I've ever seen by a locker. But he has started some baseball activities. You know, when they lost Royce Lewis, that was obviously a big blow. But then losing Carlos Correa, who's kind of like the heartbeat and also kind of the guy that you can lean on, who's a playoff veteran. He's won a World Series, one of the most decorated postseason players there is. He has begun, you know, next week he'll begin some swinging activities, and he'll also hopefully be back at the Twins maybe in May. I don't think he's coming back anytime soon, but he is eligible to come off the IL, I believe, by next week. That won't happen most likely, but he's also heading in the right direction. On Max Kepler, so he's in St. Paul doing a rehab assignment. He played right field on Friday night. He will play right field again on Saturday. I would envision by the end of this series, if maybe even not the end of Saturday's ball game, that Max Kepler's probably back with the Twins, which means a roster move will be incoming. That is, again, assuming that everything is fine with his knee, and, you know, he claims that he is also healthy and good to go. I'd be shocked if it lingered past this weekend. I would envision Max Kepler either in the lineup on Sunday or in the lineup against the White Sox when they come here on Monday to Target Field. So Max Kepler also heading in the right direction. Roster move, I'm going to guess that's probably Jair Camargo going back. You know, Trevor Larnach has had great opportunity here. He had a big night at the plate on Friday night. He roped 2 hits. I don't think they're going to want to punish Trevor Larnach, even though he kind of plays a similar position. I'm guessing it's Camargo, who, by the way, is making his first start on Saturday at the DH spot. He's a big bat for the Twins. He's going to bat 8th and at DH. But I'm going to assume if Kepler is activated, it's probably sending Camargo down. I don't think it'll be Austin Martin. I would be shocked if it was a Trevor Larnach. So we'll certainly see Matt Wallner also down there in St. Paul. Both of them, I believe, were batting right next to each other in the order, or at least close to it, Friday and Saturday. Juan Duran, he'll go to St. Paul next week, so that's good. So he's thrown some bullpens. He's even given an extra pitch during the bullpen yesterday. Timetable of when that rehab assignment starts with the Saints, still TBD. I would envision sometime early next week, and Duran probably then enters the active roster, if everything goes right with those rehab assignments, by the next road trip. So this will be about a week's time. So Duran also inching closer and getting closer to returning to the Twins, which is good news. You know, they've had to really rely on guys like Brock Stewart and Griffin Jacks early on in the pecking order here. Get Duran back and kind of slides everyone, you know, behind him, which will be a good thing. And, I mean, he's in very good spirits. He's throwing very hard. He looks like Juan Duran. So the bullpen all went very, very well. And a rehab assignment with the St. Paul Saints next week, and then likely back in the bullpen in a closer role, I would assume, or a fireman role when he's back active with the Twins. Speaking of more bullpen arms, Justin Topa also threw a game-simulated bullpen session on Saturday. Royce Lewis actually stood in that bullpen, so we got to stand and watch and at least see live pitching come at him. So Justin Topa, who was acquired in the Jorge Polanco trade, Topa was kind of the more major league-ready piece of that. But then he had an injury late in spring training. He now threw a bullpen session. They're probably going to wait till after that bullpen session to assess where he is from a rehab assignment standpoint. You know, if the bullpen goes well, I can probably, and then throwing live batting practice too, by the way. So probably a couple weeks out for Justin Topa, but again, some good news. Look, the Twins are 6-12, okay? So they have a lot of injuries, injuries to core players that they were hopefully going to be relying upon that have been on the injured list for the majority of the start of the season. So that's also a good sign. Justin Topa probably coming back. Here's the weird thing, though. Brooks Lee. So Brooks Lee had an injury to his back towards the end of spring training, potentially would have made this roster, potentially would have been the call-up when Royce Lewis got injured, but he got hurt towards the end of spring training. And Brooks Lee, when asked about a timetable, there was just no real comment on it. There was a lot of reasons. That was it. That's all we heard from Nick Paparesta, but no update on Brooks Lee. So I guess we're still going to be probably in a wait-and-see mode there with one of the Twins' more ready-made prospects. Corey Provis brought up a really good point I heard on the broadcast and also in the clubhouse on Saturday that, yes, it would have been nice for Brooks Lee to come up here and maybe even, you know, save the day to a degree from Royce Lewis's injury. But, you know, you look at a guy like Jackson Holliday, who is also struggling now at a Baltimore Orioles team, pretty damn stacked. I'm not going to say they don't need Jackson Holliday, but they're doing just fine with and without him. So Brooks Lee also a little bit of a TBD update there. Hopefully that's going to be some good news eventually, but right now probably not the best of news if there's no real update on what's going on with one of the Twins' most important prospects. So that's a little bit of an injury update here. I wanted to jump on, and there was enough evidence there to suggest giving a little bonus episode of the extra innings content here from Target Field. I'm in the media workroom, by the way, so those are all the media guides that are behind me. I typically go on the Legends Club. It is St. Cloud State night here at the ballpark, but there's also like some other kids running around and had to jump into a new room. So yeah, I am live from Target Field, but wanted to jump on and give you guys a quick little update on the Score North extra innings content. By the way, you can hit the subscribe button and the like button. I know the Twins are off to a bad start, but you guys are still downloading and listening and watching this podcast, so thank you, by the way. I don't plan on slowing down. Might be a little more difficult to cover a team that continues to lose, but the plan is here for extra innings to still be live for the majority of home games, some select road games as well. You're going to see guys like Ross Brendel and A.J. Fredrickson. You'll also see Alex Westad, even some Manny Hill, a familiar face from the 1500 ESPN and Score North days. He might jump on from time to time, so that's the kind of the plan here at the Score North Twin Show. And, of course, the full show with Mackie Judd and myself, and you know Trevor Plouffe joins on Tuesdays. So I know it's been a very slow start for the Minnesota Twins here to start 2024 after a big season in 2023 and favorites to win the division. But the injuries have been a problem. Hopefully those star players are on track to come back. And if the Twins can just claw back to 500 here, as we laid out, you know, against some softer teams like the White Sox and Angels, well, hopefully they can do that and get their season right back on track. So yeah, hit that subscribe button. This is Score North Extra Innings. My name is Declan Goff. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll be back at you another time.